Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will come comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan. And because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Mary.
God bless you.
I just hear God saying that this is a time and a season that he is doing a great work in the community, involving the family, and yet even involving some close relationships that are around you. I hear God, he's doing an emotional healing in you. I see God doing some great work as far as with your heart and emotional matters. And yet a new consciousness, God says, is coming to you. He's restoring you and putting you back into the whole person that you really and truly are in him. And you're going to walk as the Christ in the earth with the Christ consciousness and knowing who you are as a daughter of the Most High. God says you are changing your status, you're changing your name, you're walking as a royal person as God has created you as. And God says you're going to walk with authority and power, and the boldness of God is coming upon you. God says you're going to know who you are and whose you are, and this is a season of the changes that are coming to you. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Mary. I hear the word of the Lord saying, write the pamphlets, write the manuals. For I hear Father God saying, you're coming up next for the elevation and the harvest. I hear Father God saying, reward. For Father God says, this is the season where you're coming into a new season of appreciation. For Father God says, overdue recognition is coming to you. And I hear Father God saying, this is the season of stability. For Father God says he's stabilizing some things concerning the home as well as the financial accounts. Father God says, be not worried or be concerned. Be not concerned for any good thing. For Father God says to remind you that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want for any good thing. And I just hear Father God saying Psalm 91. Father God says this is the season where you're going to begin to meditate Psalm 91. I just hear Father God say, meditate Psalm 91 three times a day, because Father God says there's a breakthrough, a deliverance, and delaboshata, a deliverance for family members. And I just hear Father God saying, let go and let God. Father God says, let not your heart be troubled nor be dismayed. Father God says, let go and let God. And that's the word of the Lord. Amen. Sister Mary?
Yes, hello?
Yes. We had muted your line for a moment because we're echoing off of you. Now, woman of God, I hear Father God. Is there someone in your family, I'm looking at a young man, someone dealing with legal matters or court?
No.
Okay, just ask family members. And Father God says, whoever this is, share with them Psalm 91. Because there's something happening, and I'm looking at a young man dealing with something, and it's almost as if it's a mistaken identity. So Father God says, whoever this is, Father God says, let them know peace be still, and share with them Psalm 91 three times a day. And Father God says, within 90 days, it's going to be a breakthrough, and this thing is going to be broken, and they'll have a testimony.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you, woman of God.
Well, woman of God, I thank you once again for the miracle seed of $77, and you shall walk into the blessings of the atonement, as I've already prophesied to you. God says, I'm dropping off some things, and I'm atoning myself with thee. For this shall be a time where the Lord says, guard your finances. Guard your finances. Guard your finances. Watch whom you get connected to. Don't get involved in these things and say, I can do this quickly, I can do that quickly. Use wisdom. For the Lord says, you will experience abundance, and I will renew thee, and I will bless thee. For I will touch your body. I will touch just above the stomach area. I will remove this burning, this acidic burning sometimes, just above the stomach area. I will touch thy body, and the stress shall fall to the wayside. For the Lord says, I'm erasing some things. And you will see that this shall be a season of financial blessings. For I bring easiness your way. Easiness your way. I bring comfort. I bring balance back into your life. Watch sweets. Don't overdo it in sweets, because that can affect your blood. I prophesy healing from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. A grandchild shall be blessed. And miracles. Protection, protection, protection. And that is the word of the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for your seed.